properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And we have an amazing show for you today. So during the first half hour, my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, is going to be on with me. We're going to be talking about all these gummy supplements out there today. What's the deal with gummy supplements? Are they really a good idea? Are they a good delivery method? Are they effective? So we're going to get to the bottom of that in the first half hour. Then during the second, at the bottom of the half hour, for the second hour, we're going to be joined by a fellow that's called the greatest formulator in the world, and that's Sean Wells. When we investigate the influencing of neuroplasticity that microdosed LSD has, folks, you're going to hear about this in the upcoming years, because as we get older, our brains shrink, neuroplasticity shuts down. This is considered age-related brain decline. Well, microdosed LSD may be what your doctor prescribes for you in the upcoming years. So sit tight for that. Without further delay, let's go ahead and run Dr. J's music, and we'll get him on the air here.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J? Handsome Dr. J. We get to see Dr.
Oh,
J.
Oh, hey. We got it working today, huh?
Yeah, and it sounds really good. You know, working the bugs out. It's all a process, right, Dr. J? I learned that from you, actually. I remember you sitting me down one time when I first started talking about getting into supplements, and you said to me these words. You said, you've got to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to be patient. Remember that? We were sitting there having the salad place that we go to whenever I used to come into town.
Yep, absolutely.
And it really is about patience, right? It's the guy who sticks around the longest that ends up winning, not necessarily the guy who gets to the front fastest.
Well, that's true with any walk of life, I think, you know.
And on that note, that kind of brings us into this new craze right now. So everywhere you turn, well, let's face it, they started out with like gummy bears and stuff like that for kids. Of course, oh, I can get my kid to take his vitamins. Then we saw gummy omega-3 supplements. Now everything is gummy. What's the deal with that? And what's your opinion of it?
You know, when you look back to the history of the whole gummy thing, I mean, obviously kids like gummy bears. They taste good. They're full of sugar. They're soft. Somebody got a great idea. Hey, let's put kids' vitamins into a gummy. Now, they were so weak. There was nothing in there, you know. All right, maybe it's enough for a kid. Kids would eat them. But I think internet so-called experts, you know, over the years have talked about, oh, after a workout, I eat 50 gummy bears because that's how I replace my sugar contents, you know, which is just ridiculous. But I think like anything, somebody tried it and, you know, they convinced people that, hey, these taste good. And again, you know, as kids, most of the people who are using supplements now, the millennials, grew up with eating gummy bears.
So what about this notion? I learned a long time ago that anytime you take a supplement and you add water to it, whether it's through the processing of compressing it into a tablet or whether you are delivering a liquefied version of something, that you shorten the shelf life dramatically because of a phenomenon called hydrolysis. Is that true?
And then some. You know, the problem with the gummy bear people is they don't know liquid manufacturing. They're candy people. Everybody making gummy bears are not FDA regulated as a dietary supplement industry. They're a candy industry. They fall under different things. Who cares if the sugar has been hydrolysated or denatured? Nobody cares. But when you talk about taking a vitamin and you now add water to it, it is a science. It is a very tricky art. As you know, we make liquids here, and it's not as easy to make a liquid vitamin as it is to put a vitamin in a capsule.
Okay, what about people who say, but this is a breakthrough delivery system. That's some sort of magic in the gummy delivery system. Almost they act almost like it's sublingual or something like that.
You know, and I always say to people, well, if it's such a breakthrough delivery, why haven't the drug companies adopted it? I mean, let's face it, they would have monopolized it, patented, and stole it if it was some great delivery. Now, again, you know, to try to get a kid to take something, I guess something is better than nothing.
Are there any legitimate reasons that people should produce a gummy supplement, in your opinion?
The only reason that I would think you would want it, you know, again, if it were an elderly person that needed to take something, or, you know, if you wanted a kid, you know, I mean, you don't have a lot of options to get a kid to take a vitamin. So a gummy might be an option, a chewable tablet like the old Flintstone vitamins and things. But again, they're such a small amount. The problem is the absorption. I mean, you have to add gumming agents in order to make a gummy. So how well is that actually digested? Are the majority of those vitamins just going out the back end or whatever's in there?
Well, man, it's interesting you talk about this because this is something we talked about on the show for quite a long time now. There's a lot of evidence that these thickening agents, xanthan gum, carrageenan, to some degree, even some of the emulsifiers, they actually interrupt the digestion process. In fact,
right.
I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When you buy a time-released melatonin, it says, oh, it releases over 8 hours. They just take the melatonin and they add xanthan gum to it because it takes
right.
long. So think about that. What do you really want something in your stomach that's slowing down the digestion process if you want to deliver that vitamin to your body?
Well, if you go to EFX Sports, on our blog, we give you a recipe to make gummy bears. You know, again, it's just something fun. We did it with Carbolin. We did it with Crealclin. It was just something somebody thought would be fun and fit in the spirit of what's going on out there. But you got to look at what are they made of? It's gelatin. It's what they use. You can go buy it in the store. I think it's the same gelatin that goes into Jell-O. But in order to get a gummy, you're adding three times the amount to get it that thick. Now, I made some a couple weeks ago in the lab just because I wanted to see what the heck this was all about. Is it something great? And mine went bad. So I have a sneaky suspicion that they are adding preservatives that they are not putting on the label.
What do you mean went bad? When you say they went bad, you mean they went rancid? They went bad?
They did. They molded. Anytime you take gelatin, so make Jell-O, you know, you can't just leave that sitting out. It's going to go bad. And if you make like those, what do they call them? You know, Knox blocks or something that are thicker gelatin or, you know, Jell-O's shots and things, they aren't stable. The only way you can preserve that gelatin, because it's a protein source, is you've got to use preservatives. So, again, you know, the food industry is always leaving stuff off labels. So what else is in those products that they aren't telling us about?
What about just adding sodium? Isn't salt a good preservative in and of itself?
You know, but not strong enough to inhibit the microbials that would grow in a protein source or protein and sugar. Now, I've been making liquid drinks for years, and, you know, when it comes to, you know, preserving proteins and sugars and things, there's only a couple ways of going about it. You know, if you go aseptic, which, you know, the meal replacements that are in the Tetra Paks, very short shelf life. But if you go into a bottle, you've got to do a low acid, a preservative base to inhibit that. And that's the same whether you're adding more gelatin to turn it into a gummy or not. So again, who knows what they're doing? But as you said, it's all bound up in this gelatin, and it's the cheapest form of gelatin there is. So it's not even like collagen, you know, higher end.
Hydrosylate. Right. Exactly.
It's cheap. It's the leftovers that gel. I mean, it's for cooking.
So here's what I think about these gummies. I think that if you're taking them because you want to get more gelatin in your diet and only the gelatin in your diet, it's the same thing as eating a Jell-O product. But I have a funny feeling, and if we learned anything from the liquid creatine experiment 15 years ago,
right,
that anytime you add, and this is why, If you buy supplements and you notice that they say cold pressed, there's a reason why cold pressed is important. Because once you add water to something, it starts to break it down. Even if you dry it then and press it into a tablet or reduce the liquid in it and have it form into a gel, that the breakdown process has already begun. So I have this strange feeling that people who are buying gel products, vitamins, and other things are not getting the dose that they think they're getting. And I would challenge someone to send it off to ChromaDex and check it.
Yeah, I can guarantee that. I mean, my new patents on amino acid degradation is what they're doing. You know, when you take an amino acid, you take a vitamin, you put it in the water, as you said, a chemical reaction starts. Now you start to lower that pH, which is the same as simulating stomach acid, you're going to increase that degradation. So I know that they haven't done any type of stability studies on whether or not that stuff is holding up. Some of those gummies say a year shelf life. I'm sorry, man. Those things get rock hard. What is happening in there to that active ingredient?
Really great point. Really, really great point. How about we do this? Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more about... We'll be discussing more about these gummy supplements with Dr. Jeff Galini. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So we're talking about gummy supplements. Dr. J, do you think we'll ever see the pharmaceutical industry deliver drugs in a gummy? I mean, since old people like candy, you know?
You know, you're never going to see that. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, too, is one of the things I made was BCAA, 5 grams. It took me 5 ice cubes. So I took an ice cube tray and that's what I made. It took me 5 big ice cubes to deliver 5 grams. So the amounts that they're putting in these little gummies are ridiculous. I mean, you know, I saw one that claimed to have 3 grams in one gummy. I stuck the gummy on the scale. The gummy weighed 800 milligrams. So tell me how they pack in 3 grams and 800 milligrams.
That's amazing. I mean, I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Obviously, if it's supposed to have 3, wouldn't most people weigh it? Wouldn't most people think to themselves, this doesn't feel like 3 grams?
People are, I guess they don't think. I mean, you know, you see it all the times in capsules and tablets and things. Why not cheat in gummies? But again, most of the amounts are very, very small amounts, you know, where you got to eat the whole bottle to get large amount
efficacious dose.
Therapeutic.
So do you think that this is just a fad, this whole gummy thing?
You know, I don't think it's a fad. I tell you what, I first saw the first gummy, it didn't work. You know, gummies kind of have come and gone a couple times. And again, they didn't work. But when they got into the sports companies, you know, again, they're very good at marketing and convincing people that this is the way to go. So I even saw some that are fiber, and I'm thinking, why would you want to bind up your fiber with gelatin? I mean, talk about.
Wait a minute. So the purpose of fiber is it absorbs some percentage or sometimes its weight in liquid in the gut.
Yeah.
That's part of the magic of fiber, right? It blows up in your gut and it makes you feel fuller.
Right.
And then it also, because it's not already saturated, it binds to fats and other things. Why would you want to pre-saturate it? Because that's what you're doing, right? If you add liquid to it to put it in a gel, aren't you pre-saturating it?
You are, you know, but again, I think people are misled. You know, here's gummy fiber. Wow. You know, 6 grams of sugar. I mean, all we're doing is eating gummies. I mean, you might as well just go buy the cheap gummies because there's no fiber left in there to really work, in my opinion.
So doesn't this lead back to the whole discussion about the supplement industry and this, you know, the snake oil salesman, and everybody feels like the supplement industry takes advantage of people and in this fashion? So how can the consumer be aware? Unless they listen to a show like this, the average consumer is thinking, hey, if it's on the shelf, it's got to be legit.
Well, and you go in the mass markets, you know, Target, Walmart, I mean, everything is gummy now. I mean, gummy fat burners, you know, gummy this, gummy that. I don't know. I think you just have to realize the whole idea behind taking a dietary supplement is to, as an alternative drug, number one. Number two is to assist, to support food, to be able to get nutrients back. This is nothing more than processed TV dinners. I mean, and again, who's doing it? It's the food industry. These are not dietary supplement companies making these gummies. This is the food industry. So if you want to get your protein source from a TV dinner, well, then go get your vitamin sources from a gummy. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. Hey, Dr. J, I haven't heard you talking about Supplement Santa at all. What's going on with him?
Yeah, next week, Christmas in June. Yeah. So I've been so busy promoting stuff that I'm just now starting to promote the Christmas in June. It's next week, June 14th, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and 9 o'clock Eastern. All you got to do is make sure you are watching my live Facebook broadcast on Dr. Jeff Galini. And this month's show, I'm going to do something a little different, Carl. I am going to tell people a story. I'm going to tell them about what it was like training at Gold's Gym back in the early 80s. I mean, the mecca bodybuilding. So in between the show, I'm going to be talking about my experience, fun stories, what happened back there.
Hey, Dr. J, what's going on with your book? Are you on a book tour or anything like that right now? We got a lot of people from the show ask for their free copies. The free copies available? The ebook, right? The free ebook.
Yeah,
is
yeah. You know, it's The Truth About Your Testosterone.
Here, hold on. Hold it up again so I can zoom in on you. Hold it.
Yeah, can you zoom in on
Yeah, that? There you go. There you go.
So yeah, last week's show, because we were talking about this, we actually gave out all the signed books. There were, I think, 24 that were signed. And then anyone that asked after that got an ebook. So yeah, you know, if you're a Superhuman Radio, Science for Human listener, and you want a free copy of the ebook, it's great. It works on your Kindle or whatever your reader is. Just go to Superhuman Radio and ask the scientists and just ask me for a free copy of the book. And I'll get that to you.
What's the next book that you're writing?
The next book that's coming out in the series is going to be all my training secrets. The next one is going to be the diet secrets. And then after that will be the training secrets. So I'm going to give you all type of meal plans, whether you're a high school, college, you know, professional, just a weekend warrior, needing to gain weight, lose weight. So I'm going to be talking about, you know, food, how to mix food. So it should be very good.
Okay, that's exciting stuff. And you can reach out to Dr. Jeff Galini a few different ways. You can go to our website, superhumanradio.com, and go to the Ask the Scientist banner down at the bottom. Click that and ask him for a free copy of the e-version of the book, of the testosterone book. Or you can go to his fake Facebook page, which is Dr. Jeff Galini, PhD, and friend him and ask him there. How else could people reach you besides those two ways?
Boy, you can go to EFX Sports. You can reach me there or my email, which is drj@allamph.com. Available most all the time.
There you go.
Probably a little too much sometimes, but you know.
Check that out. All right, Dr. J, thanks so much for being with us today and giving us the opinion on the gummies. You know, I personally haven't seen them. You know why? Because I don't pay attention to stuff like that. That stuff to me is fad stuff, and I just don't even see it. It's not even on my radar.
I'm always looking, man. You know, I'm always seeing what people are doing. Because, again, if there's something somebody's doing great, and I can adopt it, I'm always for giving them kudos and trying to see if I can do it better. But when there is something that I don't think is all that great, hey, that's what we do. We talk about it.
There you go. All right, Dr. J, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, take care.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I see Sean Wells is in our virtual lobby already, sitting there, grinning. He's going to be talking to us in a little bit about microdosed LSD. You know, for those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s, we know all about LSD. But this is a different discussion entirely. And I think that you're going to be hearing more about this in probably the next 5 to 10 years. Your doctor is going to be prescribing a pill. You'll probably have a great pharmaceutical name like Tripanol, but it'll actually be LSD. And it's going to be designed to treat a variety of mood disorders, but more importantly, reverse the aging of the brain. It's very, very exciting discussion. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sean Wells. Stay tuned. If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com. HumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I'm going to have to change this. Let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
I like this song. I actually liked that song when it came out by the Eurythmics. I was living in Las Vegas at the time, and I was living a very, very decadent lifestyle. And Annie Lennox actually helped sing the theme to my life at that point in time. It was a very dark and scary life. Sean Wells.
You're using a lot of people?
What's that?
You were using a lot of people?
No, I was kind of at a point in my life. I was in my early 20s, and I was trying to find myself, like a lot of people say, and I kept looking in different bags of cocaine and in different bottles of liquor. And I never found myself in there, so then I finally got out of those things and found myself somewhere else. But we have the pleasure of talking with Sean Wells. He's known as the greatest formulator in the world for a variety of reasons, because the guy thinks outside the box and comes up with some amazing supplements. And we're talking about something that probably is quite countercultural today, and that is LSD. Before we even start this discussion, Sean, I have to ask you a question. Truthfully, have you ever tripped?
I have not tripped, but I have done microdose LSD. I grew up in a military house with strict rules, and I was doing my honors classes, and you know, I always was. You know, like in the 80s and 90s, it was drugs are so bad, and you know, all those commercials, that I was reluctant to ever use drugs. So I've abused alcohol in my life, partying in college. That seems to be the acceptable drug of choice.
Isn't that funny?
At one point, I was doing lots of caffeine and ephedrine, and you know, again, those are acceptable drugs. But you know, more recently with my research, I've been looking for ways to enhance my cognitive function. I think we're both high functioning individuals that are, you know, reaching for more in our careers and trying to get the most productivity out of our lives. So I have started experimenting with things like we talked about last time, you know, like New Vigil.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, other nootropics like alpha GPC, Paracetam, all the race TAMs. And then, you know, most recently doing the low dosed, version of LSD.
It's almost hard to say, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
So let's talk about the stigma around LSD first of all.
Sure.
When I grew up in the 70s. I tripped for the first time when I was 14 years old. It was the year that I started high school. I loved it so much. That initial trip led to several week-long trips where I did acid every single morning on the way to school. At one point in time, I think I tripped, the longest I tripped was almost 2 weeks every single day. Wow. I did blotter. I did microdot. I've done Orange Sunshine. I've done Window Pane. I was at Stony Brook College with a good friend of mine who remained nameless because he didn't authorize me to tell this story about him. And his brother was studying to be a nuclear physicist. His brother went on to work for JPL and just retired a couple years ago. He did his thesis on the neutrino before the neutrino was even well understood. So these guys were brainiacs. We were sitting in a circle. And we were smoking pot, and they were passing around a little a dropper bottle, you know, mm-hmm. no label on it. And everybody was putting a drop in their eye. And I said, "What is that?" And the one guy said, "We brewed this yesterday. It's LSD." And I said, "Well, why you put it in your eye?" He goes, "It goes right to your brain." He says, "There's no weight. You'll be tripping literally in seconds after you use it." So with that, the jerk I was, I put a drop in each eye. And It was the longest and most profound trip that I ever had, because these guys are like, they're geniuses. They're all tripping. Doesn't it make sense that they're the guys that are visualizing where the future of space is going, right?
Right.
So
right.
My experience with LSD has always been very positive, but I have a lot of friends. There's a stigma around LSD, right? Oh, if you have a bad trip, people have killed themselves on their bad trips and you never come out of it. And then our parents told us, don't do acid because years later you'll have a flashback. I'm still waiting for one of those flashbacks. I invite it. Come on. You know, I want one, you know,
but that was an intense fear for me. Exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, I had always heard that growing up as well, that years down the road, you know, you'd be driving your car and, you know, you'd have some intense trip and you'd crash and, you know, like you could be, you know, presenting at some conference and, you know, you practically go into a seizure, you know, and this kind of stuff really freaked me out. And then, you know, I'll be honest that, you know, as a high functioning, productive individual, I need some level of control and yes. I have a fear of letting go of control and not being in control of the environment I'm in or what's about to happen to me. And while it could be the best thing for me in terms of my growth, in terms of my vision, like, you know, stepping outside of that box, like, which I think I do well in terms of, like you said, you know, formulations and things like that. But I need to, I think, grow and create these new neural pathways that, you know, it's been shown that the microdosed LSD or the microdosed ketamine or, you know, some of these
even microdosed MDMA. So they're doing clinical trials right now using MDMA to treat major depressive disorder with fantastic results, so much better than SSRIs.
Right. And all those upregulate BDNF, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a neurotrophin, which means it creates more neuroplasticity in the brain. And you're protecting existing neurons and creating new neurons and new neural pathways. And that's associated with, I mean, for one, BDNF goes down as we age. So like you and I, again, you know, as probably strong anti-aging guys are looking for the best ways to hack that. And increasing BDNF is ideal. So obviously there's ways like blue light, you know, good sleep hygiene, ketogenic dieting, exogenous ketones, you know, doing things like curcumin, resveratrol, green tea, you know, all those kind of things.
Intense exercise.
Exactly. Yeah. HIIT. High intensity interval training has been shown to do that. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even getting like mindful meditation, getting into the flow state, which is like an alpha or theta wave.
Yes.
State. Like alpha is more like what you'd consider the typical flow state. Theta is probably more associated with like your trip. Like it's a rare state. I don't know if I've even gotten to this theta state as they describe it. Like it's deep, colorful, profound dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
Yeah. Like very, like something that you really would have to spend years, practicing because we call it multitasking now, but there's studies on like this that we're not really good multitaskers.
No, cause we're a single processor. Right. We're a single processor. It's called single duplex instead of full duplex. So when we're thinking of something, we can't be taking in new information. When we're taking in new information, we can't be thinking. So that's actually half duplex. And we're a single processor. So if you're looking and thinking about this, you can't be looking and thinking. So you're constantly sampling everything that you're doing and dedicating small bits of information to your processor. And this has actually been, I did a show 6 years ago. I had a scientist on the show that we talked about how multitasking is actually harmful to the brain. And I asked her, you know, what are the top five things that are bad for the brain? She said, number one is multitasking. She says it actually causes a pattern of fragmented thought that becomes your normal way to think. You can't focus anymore. She said the other thing was anesthesia being put out, like with propofol or something like that. She said that it has the same effect on the brain as blunt force trauma, but without the swelling. Interesting. So we're not designed to multitask. We're designed to focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah. And so we're not getting in those flow states. We're not being as productive. And there is like one small degree of multitasking that we do. And it's just the ability to filter. And so when you are just monotasking and other things come up, you have the ability to assess that and then say, this is something that I do or do not need at this moment. And that's a survival mechanism. But when we're multitasking, even people that are supposedly talented at it lack the ability to filter. So now you're potentially doing two things, but you're not necessarily able to delineate what's useful and what's not useful. And so you're getting distracted constantly on things that are potentially not useful to you. Like, you know, so that's a problem in terms of you being productive. Now you're not really able to assess what's good for you. Like, think about like if you're doing productive work, but your Facebook feed and your Instagram feed and all these things are coming up, maybe something's helpful, maybe something's not, but you're constantly distracted.
Yes. Because you have to decide to ignore it. Like these push notifications, right? It's like, yes, you get push notifications on your phone. You got emails coming in. You got messages coming in. And it's like every time you try to think about something, you're constantly having to stop, even if it's a nanosecond, to decide to ignore that. Then go back to your task.
Right. And that's called like going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So to speak. That you know, Tim Ferriss had a great book, and that's really where he started his career, like before the biohacking and before he got so huge, like where he is now with Tools of Titans and all that. He started with like the 4-hour work week. And it was about that. It was about that very thing that we're talking about, being distracted and how to hack that. And he talked about that you know, plan your day with like a journal, and you end your day with a journal, and you know, you make sure that here are the things that I need to get done today. And then you can also do things like you're grateful for, like mindful meditation, mm-hmm. and you know, being appreciative for what you do have, which puts you in a better mind state. And being aware of your day and how to go about your day and not get distracted by, you know, starting your day with like answering emails, and then, you know, you're answering again, like emails that may be important, may not be important. And you're just going down that rabbit hole. And then now you haven't really, like, hours could go by and you haven't really accomplished much of anything except answering emails and feeling like it's constant fires, and you're agitated, you're, you know, aggressively approaching this stuff, and you're in a bad mind state.
Yeah.
But if you start your day and you plan your day and you say, here's the important things I need to get done. Here's the one most important thing I'm going to get done, and I'm going to turn everything off. And you accomplish that one thing. One, you feel very accomplished, which is a totally different mind state. You knocked out something that's very important for the day in that right. first 2 hours, let's say. Then you can go to your emails. Like he says, you check your emails twice a day instead of what you're talking about, the push notifications where you're all day long, you're constantly distracted. And it's like, you know, every 5 minutes, you're not going to really accomplish anything of value that way.
Right.
You need to turn things off. You need to focus. And there's even like, there's an exercise I could, you know, prove to you like how distracted we are. There's an exercise that's very difficult. Like where you, like, let's say you have a significant other and you hold their hands and you just look in their eyes for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, real time, 5 minutes.
Without talking. It's hard.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard this is? Yeah. Like, it's because we have trouble making eye contact. We have trouble listening. Listening is probably like one of the most underrated skills of someone that's highly successful. Because so few people actually do it now. They want to just talk, you know, it's that distracted mental state that we're in, that this multitasking state that we just constantly want to talk over each other and not really listen. And the beauty of communication and the ability to learn is in effectively listening and being in that alpha state. You know, with your mind, where you're processing, you're listening, you're making new folds in your brain, you're creating new pathways. And that happens with listening. Yes, it's nice to actively exchange like we are, but it's important to listen. And I think so few people do. And I think you'll see someone who's impatient and distracted and not very successful that is constantly talking over other people.
Well, and a lot of people, you can tell when you're looking at their face while you're talking to them that they're actually not listening to you. They're actually thinking about what they're going to say to you next.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you have that quite a bit. Like, I'm sure you experienced a broad array of personalities on this show.
Well, but I have another. See, I have a task to keep things moving. And so I'll get emails from people sometimes. They'll say to me, you know, why did you interrupt that person so often? And it's because we have plotted a path from A to Z for this interview. And if they jump off path on F and they just want to go out on a tangent, I have to interrupt them and pull them back in. And so it looks like I'm being rude. But then when I look at some of the best interviewers in the world who are doing live, see, there's another thing aspect to the show. I'm doing live. I'm not editing. I'm not going, okay, let's just take all this stuff and then we'll just edit it down to the, you know, the most succinct messages and that's it. So I have to keep pulling them back in. So I do seem probably rude sometimes with some people. You know, with some people I can let them go because I know they're actually going to stop at some point in time, you know?
Right. Right, exactly.
And on that note, I want to take a break because I want to come back and talk specifically about LSD. I want to talk about what is considered a microdose and what can people expect from microdosing LSD because I don't think you trip when you microdose LSD. And a lot of people need to understand that. This isn't scary. This isn't the go ask Alice stuff we're talking about here. You know what I mean? This is like, Okay. Yeah, you just feel good. Oh man, I feel really good. Let's talk about that. Stay tuned.
Okay.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount
discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I'm going to have to change that to say where we use LSD for the power of good.
Yeah, I like that. Instead of oxygen.
Yeah, so, okay, so we're not talking about the LSD that I was talking about, how I tripped. I mean, when I did LSD, reality was completely transformed into other things. Everything had trails and nothing was real. It was very, very surreal. Microdosing LSD, I've heard, if anything, you just feel good, or whatever that means to people. Is that the truth?
Yeah, I think for me, it's somewhat similar to New Vigil. It's a little bit different, but and it definitely works better with consistent use. So talking about the dose, which is very important, as you were stating, like there's low dose ketamine, low dose MDMA, psilocybin, all these things. And it's just like, I use some things for anti-aging, and reduce pain and inflammation, like low dose naltrexone, which again, or you could use something like metformin for anti-aging at a lower dose, maybe than a diabetic would use it. And so the dose is important, you know, like people have talked about the dose being of anything is enough to kill you at a high enough level, like water, you know, whatever it is, but also it goes in reverse, you know, that, you know, some of these things that could give you an intense trip or a hallucinogenic experience at a low dose has a very different effect. And it's increasing BDNF. It's increasing these new neural pathways, this neuroplasticity, which is associated with fluid intelligence, which is different than crystallized intelligence. We actually get smarter and dumber as we age.
Right.
So with these two types of intelligence. So with crystallized intelligence, it's the hardwiring. And so we get faster and faster and faster at being hardwired. And there's advantages to that. We actually can become quicker at these tasks as we get older. So in some ways, when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we're actually smarter than someone who's 20. But we're not as good at things like fluid intelligence, where it's a new concept. It's a new task, and you're trying to figure your way through it. And we have a harder time as we age creating those new pathways to do these new tasks. So think of like the first time you're ever trying something in sports, or, you know, something that involves coordination or learning a language or music or something. It gets harder as you get older. But one of the ways to maybe hack that is to increase BDNF, to increase neuroplasticity. And there's things I've seen, like the, I think it's Halo Neuro or Neuro Halo, like the headphones that actually you can put on your head and stimulate the brain. You know, there's different things like blue light, which I have, you know, right here, like one of these, or there's like the superhuman charger, which you actually put in your ears. There's right. Some really cool photoreceptors that are actually in your ears is kind of a cool evolutionary hack. I think for people that are blind, that they could still get circadian rhythm. You know, if you had maybe your eye stuck out as like a a caveman, maybe you could still get circadian rhythm by getting these photoreceptors in your ears, which is super cool. But you know, that neuroplasticity is super important to being that high productive individual that we were talking about, like where we can take on these new tasks and do them well without getting locked up. And I think it's really key to look at some of these things, that these nootropics, if you will, that enhance your cognitive function and allow for that neuroplasticity, like this low dose LSD, which is about 1/10 the dose of like what would be considered a tripping dose.
So I don't know. That's my point. When I tripped blotter acid, whatever it was, I don't know how many milligrams or micrograms of LSD I was taking. So how do they establish what causes the euphoric changes and what is just stimulating the threshold of things we want to stimulate? And there's evidence that LSD in micro doses, by the way, not only it affects BDNF through several pathways, four serotonin pathways, but also there's some evidence that it stimulates DMT, which is Joe Rogan's big thing, right? DMT, it's like, oh, you know, it's the spirit molecule, and you experience it when you're born and you experience it when you're dead. And well, guess what? LSD turns on the pineal gland to produce DMT. I just read about it right before the show.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I know, like, I've certainly watched that documentary on Netflix, and for anyone watching right now, it's worth checking out. It's called DMT, the Spirit Molecule. And I'd love to do ayahuasca, which is the most well-known way to stimulate DMT, which I know Joe Rogan and I think like Dave Asprey, like, you know, maybe even Tim Ferriss, Ben Greenfield, you know, these guys, these biohackers, like, it's definitely, which is so cool. Like, just let me talk about that for a second, is that I love that, you know, I spoke about my fear of drugs and my fear of control, but to see like a Ben Greenfield, who's like an accomplished athlete, triathlete, you know, Spartan racer, all those kinds of things. Like, he's an accomplished guy and he's a biohacker. And then you got a Tim Ferriss, who's like Silicon Valley, you know, genius. And then you got Dave Asprey, who's like, again, Silicon Valley genius. And you got these guys that are bringing legitimacy to doing these things, these drugs that, you know, like normally a guy like me would be like, oh, that's for hippies. Like, that's right. For people that don't have jobs. That's for people
don't care about their lives. Yeah, they don't care about their lives, right? They're flakes. They're flakes, right.
That's what we were told,
right?
You know, and that's what I believed. But now these people that are very accomplished, extremely accomplished, very high functioning individuals that are looking to get more out of their life, the biohacking concept, like they're bringing legitimacy to this and allowing for people like me to say, okay, like, let me evaluate this. And that's exactly what's happened with me, why I've played around with this, why I'd consider, I think Dave Asprey has some kind of retreat he's doing with ayahuasca. And again, like Joe Rogan or his partner, what's the guy from On It?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow him.
Aubrey Marcus. Aubrey Marcus is the CEO. So those guys are doing, you know, really cool stuff and looking at things like ayahuasca, which I would love to try. I would love to have that experience. Like you said, I mean, in this documentary addresses that it's, you know, again, like, you know, when you're born, when you die and you have these revelations, these intense revelations, you maybe understand your place in the universe and it might give you that peace when you're coming into the world or the peace when you're going out of the world. And it's a shame that we can't experience these things, you know, because it really can give us perspective. And it can help us with, you know, our neurological function. Again, like, you know, as BDNF declines, as we age, as all these hormones decline, as we age, you know, our brain is getting more crystallized, but certainly less fluid. And, you know, that's a problem if we want to be someone who can take on these new tasks and do them well. You know, including leadership and manage, you know, think about it with like leadership. If you want to really run something and work with people, think about all the new problems you're approached with, all the different personalities you're approached with.
Right.
There's so many personality types and so many problems that people have day to day. And if you're a great leader, you can think your way through that. You can steer them through that and steer the company through that and think of how you take this person from having a problem to that being some kind of advantage where they feel one, appreciated, but two, now see their strengths that they weren't able to see just a minute ago. And, you know, you can take those people and steer them in that direction. And that's a talent, and that takes that neuroplasticity.
So let's get back on track here about the dosing just for a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you said 1/10 of the dose that's used for recreational purposes. Do we know what that is? Is that 1 milligram? Is it 200 micrograms? Do we know anything about what that is? Or do you just buy a blotter and cut it into 10 pieces?
Yeah, that's been the case for me. I've had some of the people that I talked about before that I won't mention that have helped me.
Right.
You know, acquire this that I really, really trust.
Right. That's another thing right there. Yeah. You got to really trust the people you're getting it from, right?
That's huge. That is huge. And so that's definitely a disclaimer with this. You know, one, these are, you know, really potentially illegal. Two, they're potentially not what you think they are. So certainly, you know, if you're going to go down this path, try and do it as smartly as possible. But certainly I don't know the exact dose. But that's what I've been told, is it's around 1/10 the dose. And then the people that have used it told me that it improves with continued use.
Right.
So, you know, the second day is better than the first day, the third day is better than, you know, the second day or the first day. So that kind of thing. Also that I was told that, you know, this person told me if they did like a nature walk or something that they would do 2 or 3. And sometimes it helped them get more grounded when they're doing their nature walk, feel more connected to nature, which, you know, again, helps you get into that flow state. Another problem with being so distracted is that we're distracted by electronics and the EMFs that go with that. And not only that, but we're just so far removed from nature and where we are supposed to be grounded and connected that it almost feels odd when we get out and take off.
We don't feel, and I know what you're talking about, because I actually remember tripping at Forest Park in Queens. When you are under the influence of a psychedelic, even if it's a low dose, I would imagine, you have this great sense of awe. Is the only way I can describe it. Awe, like being in the woods, looking at trees, the green, the brown, the textures, the sounds, the sunlight breaking through the leaves. You're in this state of awe, like it's the first time you've ever seen it, even though you've been in the park 1,000 times before. So I can understand that you have a sense of more connectedness, more appreciation, a sense of gratitude for the everyday things that in the past you've just walked by and never paid attention to. It almost makes you focus on things that you would just think are minutia normally.
That's a phenomenal word. And so many people that are successful, they mention that word and that 5-minute journal, which you can buy on Amazon or do the app. A lot of it revolves around gratitude. And that's a great word. I think it really puts life into perspective. And, you know, I think of like when you were talking about like being in nature, and I experienced something that you're talking about, that exact feeling, like when wind was, you know, blowing through the leaves and seeing the sun crack through the leaves and really just like breathing deeply and appreciating it. Man, it's something that there's a quote that, I don't remember who said it, but we tend to think of life as an inexhaustible well. And, you know, there's really only so many of these, you know, full moons that you'll see in your lifetime. Right. You know, how many full moons do you have left that you might look at? You know, and it's just it really puts things into perspective, and you're not guaranteed tomorrow. So, you know, to connect with nature, like where we are really meant to be, like that whole transcendentalism thing.
Yes.
You know, appreciating the world that we're supposed to be in instead of this artificial world that we've created and we're sheltering ourselves in. Like we literally, like, you know, there's people that might go the whole day without sunlight. You know, and that's not natural. Sunlight sets your, see, you're in your dark
look,
room, right?
Look. I know. I'm like a mushroom. I'm in a dark room. Yeah.
But it's important to like set your circadian rhythm for serotonin, for all your hormones. You know, just sunbathing or sun gazing, you know, it's also called, like, it's very important, you know, for your mental health. And as well as just literally several of these guys that I've talked to, these successful guys that are biohackers, they just take their shoes off, you know, once a day and walk around on the grass or the dirt.
Right.
And again, you know, that's that grounding thing. And it, not only is it like maybe a physiological impact to grounding and, you know, geomagnetism or whatever, but there's like a literal, you know, grounding that you're doing by just putting your feet on the ground and just feeling that stimulation of, you know, dirt or grass or whatever underneath you that, you know, you're just not getting, you know, as you're wearing your sneakers and as you're stepping around on, you know, cement and carpet and, you know, and under your fluorescent lights all day long. And, you know, we're kind of lost. And, I definitely like the idea of, you know, getting back to nature, doing some of these drugs that we're talking about in appropriate doses and appropriate times and appropriate forms to do that.
All right. And again, the word awe, and I want to go to a break because I want to tell you a story about Timothy Leary. I met Timothy Leary, Dr. Timothy Leary, in 1985. I don't know if I told you this story already.
No.
I'm going to tell you an interesting story. But that sense of awe, I was just thinking about this recently. You know, I look at my life. I'm going to be 59 on the same day that you're going to have a birthday. You and I share a birthday, June the 11th, which is why we probably enjoy each other so much.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, I would just like to feel like I did when I was a kid, when everything was new. Yeah. LSD does that to you for days after you use it. And I want to talk about LSD. Everyone's searching for the best nootropic in the world. Everybody's looking for the limitless pill. LSD in low doses may actually live up to fulfilling that, and I'll tell you why. Because all these other nootropics act on the collateral that you have now. LSD influences that collateral to grow.
Yes.
The changes are more permanent than this pill that I take now that for the next 6 hours I feel jacked. And I want to talk about that. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. And I love this. This is a great conversation. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without
it. Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
See, there was Ashley. She caught my eye the very second that she passed me. I kissed her once.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Wells. We're talking about microdosing LSD to improve neuroplasticity. And it's possibly the real nootropic that we're looking for, because it actually has the ability to rewire the brain. And this is the story I want to get into now. So during that dark period when I was living in Las Vegas and snorting all the cocaine I could get my hands on and drinking all the alcohol I could drink, I had an opportunity to go to UNLV to listen to Dr. Timothy Leary lecture. It was 1985 or 1986. It was November. It was cold. People who live in Las Vegas, they're not used to the cold. So They really don't come out in the cold very much. So as it turned out, there was only 16 people that came to listen to this brilliant man talk. Most of these kids didn't even know who Timothy Leary was, but I grew up knowing who he was because I grew up during the drug culture in the 60s.
Right.
So the audience was so sparse, he said to everybody, just come to the front. And we all sat in the very, very front row, and he came down off of the stage, and he leaned against the stage. And we had this intimate opportunity. And those of us who were there knew who he was, so we really felt blessed to be able to, like, talk to Timothy Leary himself. And me being the blabbermouth that I am, you know, I was always the kid in class that raised his hand. My teacher finally said, let somebody else answer, you know. So I really engaged him a lot, and we had a long conversation. And then people started to leave, and he and I continued to talk. I told him all about things that I had seen in my trips over time that actually came to fruition in science later on in life.
That was
like, I never shared these stories with people because they'll think you're crazy, you know, but Okay, he didn't. So he said to me this, he said, I think that what LSD does is allows the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere to talk directly to each other without going through the data clearinghouse, which is the corpus callosum. He says, this gives rise to something that I like to call original thought. You could take two abstract things that have nothing to do with each other and find where they connect, where they work together, and come up with new ideas for stuff. And I remember thinking about that for years after him saying that. So let's fast forward now to April of last year. I was at Quest working on a project with them, and Jamie Wheat was there. Do you know who Jamie Wheat is? Okay. So Jamie was there on IQ, on Inside Quest with Tom Bilyeu. So I was sitting in on the taping of that. And afterwards, I had an opportunity to sit and talk or stand and talk with Jamie Wheat. I told him this story. And he looked at me and he goes, that's remarkable, because they just proved that in science last year, that LSD has the ability through its neuroplasticity influences, not just to make neuronal sprouting in areas where it stays confined to where it belongs, but actually reach out and go across from one area of the brain to the other and actually give people a watered down version of savant. And he says the way it does this is it goes around the corpus callosum so that right hemisphere and left hemisphere can talk. He said, I can't believe that Timothy Leary told you this. He said, what year was this? I said, 85 or 86. He says, we didn't even know this back then. So that is not only an example of Timothy Leary's ability to see the future without science even being involved yet and to predict that that's what happens. Those connections are forever. When they happen, it's not like they recede and you have to keep feeding them. Those connections are forever. And those things allow you to actually improve not learning capacity necessarily. When we talk about IQ, people who have high IQs see patterns quickly. It's the fluid processing that you're talking about. Being able to assess something quickly and put it together and see where it's going to go.
Right.
That is the thing that LSD improves in the brain.
That's what everyone wants, right? So why isn't it something that we're using on a regular basis or experimenting with? And, you know, people would say that, you know, there's the ability to hurt yourself or whatever. But again, it's all dose related, right? So, you know, what is the ability if you took 10 times the dose of your, you know, antidepressant, what would happen? Your Cymbalta or whatever it is.
Oh, you'd probably die.
Right. So, yeah, there's the ability to abuse any drug that's quickly in your hands, like, and that even includes over-the-counter drugs. So, yes, there's the ability to abuse it, but there's the ability to have a better life. And especially when we talk about the things that we haven't talked about, we're talking about you and I that are healthy, but we're aging, so we're, you know, and we're high-performing, so we're looking for ways to hack a better life. But there's people that have PTSD, people that have depression, people that have traumatic brain injury. And, you know, these LSD and microdose, MDMA, these things like that, anything that increases BDNF or the nerve growth factor, those are people that are going to benefit dramatically from these scenarios. And, you know, even these people that have done like the ayahuasca trips or whatever, these are people, or, you know, LSD, that they're walked through their trauma. Like if someone can guide them while they're tripping and they write down, like, you know, the things that they're saying and thinking, they can see their trauma differently and they can get past their trauma.
Interesting.
And, you know, that's incredible. And for people with Alzheimer's, traumatic brain injury, you know, it's the same thing. You know, increasing BDNF, an incredible thing to do to get past some of these conditions where there's part of the brain that's shut down, where neurons are dying.
Right.
And with neurons dying, you're losing emotions. You're losing, you know, like your ability to feel. You're losing empathy. You're losing memories that are valuable. You know, and I think that's the body, you know, trying to protect itself in some cases, like where there's been trauma. But if you can get past the trauma, if you can see your way past it in a way that's healthy and preserve your memories, preserve your abilities, your intelligence, that's obviously more ideal. And same with depression. So I think these have a ton of potential, a lot more than just anti-aging, a lot more than just increased intelligence, the limitless pill. I mean, this has a lot of potential for a lot of people, and we're just not really looking into it, and it's being quickly dismissed, like you're saying, as a drug.
So when I was a young man, LSD had a speed component to it. You stayed up literally for a couple days quite often, at least 24 hours. You didn't feel like sleeping. It wasn't just from the hallucination portion of it, the euphoric portion. There was some speed component to it. When you microdose, do you still feel energized?
You know, I do, but I don't know exactly, because I get that from even New Vigil, and I don't do any caffeine, and I'm very sensitive to caffeine. And I think I'm like a hyper metabolizer of drugs, like with that cytochrome P450 pathway. So I'm not sure what other people experience. I haven't talked to many people that are doing it. But the few people that I have, it's not really as energizing for them as it is me. Like New Vigil is for me, where I feel like pretty stimulated. So I have to take these things pretty early on in the day, but it's no worse than like something like caffeine would be for people that are used to taking caffeine. But I think for other people, it's more just cognitive clarity, and the ability to feel more connected, more in the moment, you know, that mindful meditation. That's what that's all about. Like what you talked about, that feeling of awe.
Yeah.
That's appreciating the moment, living in the moment, not being in the past, not being in the future, not being distracted. You're being now, right now. And that's that ability to listen. Like we were talking about, that's when you're in the now. You're not thinking about here, like what you said, like, I'm so excited to what I'm going to say next. That,
right.
You know, you're not even listening to the person. You're not in the now. You're not appreciating the now. You're waiting for the future. And that is a distracted state that's certainly not healthy mentally.
So do you suspect that things like psilocybin or peyote have a similar effect as LSD?
Yeah, there's data. There's very good data on psilocybin, you know, both on like, you know, N of one anecdotal level where, you know, people have had dramatic case studies. Like again, you know, really turning around, depression, traumatic brain injury, you know, cases of, some severe trauma, like with molestation or whatever, you know, getting past those things, by using, psilocybin. Like you're saying, very similar in terms of it creating those new neural pathways, you being able to see things you haven't seen. That was a great point about, you know, making those connections. And that really is where intelligence is. It's putting the two things together in a way that someone hasn't before. And that's where true creativity comes from. And really brilliant people are not processors. I mean, this is what makes us different from robots. You know, it's not like I can look up anything on Wikipedia or the internet. That's not intelligence. Like quickly spewing out data isn't
right.
Intelligence.
Right.
It's creativity. Creativity is where intelligence is. That's where brilliance comes in. You know, where like the composer, you know, or whoever, like the people that are creating new information, new thoughts, new art, that's brilliance to me.
It's funny because I can sleep on psilocybin mushrooms, but I can't sleep on LSD. I did 3 grams of psilocybin mushrooms the night I went to see Star Wars. I was in Saratoga, New York. I was working at the racetrack at the time, and Star Wars movie came out. And I did 3 grams of psilocybin mushroom, and I can tell you the people in front of me were so annoyed because everything that happened, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was a teenager. I was probably 16 years old at the time. But psilocybin mushrooms, I think, are less worrisome for some people than LSD because they are a bit weaker and they don't have that speed component. You can go to sleep on them if you're having a bad trip or you're having not a bad trip, but if you're having a unfavorable time, you can sleep it off if you want to. Where LSD, if you take a high enough dose, I don't think you'd be able to go to sleep on it.
Right.
So that, you know, that's obviously a consideration. But I am really inspired to look into microdosing LSD. And I'm not stuck in the whole look, I did such whopping doses of LSD when I was in high school. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever heard of window pane?
No.
So window pane was like it was a yellow gel dried out to be a chip, and it was, you could see through it. It was translucent. And the idea was the hippies used to literally put it under their eyelid and let it dissolve, which I think is a bad idea. So I used to just take it orally. But I did three hits of window pane one night. And most people did a half a hit to a hit. And so this whole idea that my point is, I'm not trying to show off. What I'm saying is the idea that, oh, high doses of LSD are going to kill you. No, you have pretty much the same intensity of the trip that you would have had. It just lasts longer. You're just up for 48 hours instead of 24 hours. It just doesn't wear off as fast. That's all it is. It doesn't clear the system as fast. But I don't see, and again, the whole thing about flashbacks, I have a lot of friends that I still keep in touch with, and we all did a lot of acid. Nobody ever experienced a flashback. I never had it. It never happened. Not even like, gee, I wonder if this is a flashback. It never happened. So I think the whole, stigma around LSD was done purposefully to keep people from doing it more so than it legitimately was going to do that to you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That, and you described all the things that, you described were fears that I had. And it's so cool to hear that, that it's never happened to you or anyone you know, and that these fears are unfounded, and that we really should be. And if that ever did happen, it was probably at massive doses, and it's not correlated to doing 1/10 the dose or 1/5 the dose. So I think exploring these compounds in the right dose, could be so helpful for so many, for, you know, you and I, like as someone who wants to get more out of their life, or, you know, these other people that have these conditions with their brains, like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's, like depression, like traumatic brain injury, all these kinds of things like that are leaving these people with very stunted lives, very, limited lives, that they can at least have a full life. And then for those of us that want to get more, even more than 100%, then, you know, there's potential there. So I think it's very exciting.
Sourcing it is very important. And here's the thing that I think, not so much that you'll get something that's harmful to you, but you'll just get beat. I know somebody, last year, a young person who told me they went to a concert and they did acid. And I said, oh my God, was your jaw hurting the next day from smiling so much? Because whenever I did acid, I had this perpetual dumb smile on my face. In fact, my jaw muscles would hurt the next day from smiling all the time. It made me happy. And so I said, oh, was your jaw hurting from the perpetual smile? And she said, no. I said, well, what about the trails? Did you see, like, when people with bright colors walk past you, did you see like a wave of colors behind them? And she said, no. I said, so what exactly did you feel? She says, well, I think I felt. I said, you think you felt? I said, you got beat. You didn't do acid. If you did acid, you don't think you felt. You know you had a trip. There's no denying a trip. It's like you are living in a Marvel comic for the next 12 hours. It's like there's no way to go, I think it. So really, the reality is a lot of people probably get beat more than they'll get something that'll harm them.
That's true. And 1/10 a dose, it's still very experiential.
Yeah.
So I feel like very much like New Vigil, or like I just took like, you know, a slew of race tams and cholines and, you know, whatever, like the best nootropic blend you can throw together. And it feels like that.
Right.
So it's still experiential at 1/10 a dose.
How long did it last you on a microdose?
I would say that I started feeling it within 30 minutes. It peaked maybe at 3 or 4 hours, and it definitely lasted at least 8 hours, maybe as much as 12 hours.
You were able to sleep that night?
Yep. But now, I take it early in the morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you, And you know what? I haven't heard the word peak in so since I was a kid, because that's what we used to say. That, you know, oh, I'm peaking. Like, because the acid is really coming on now. I'm peaking. This is so cool. But anyway, so you were able to sleep that night. Did you microdose the next day again?
Yes.
Okay. How many days in a row did you microdose? And when you stopped, did you notice continued effects from it, like a sense of clarity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've done it 3 days in a row. And yes, I did feel what you're talking about, like lasting effects for, you know, a week beyond the 3 days that I did it. And, when I'm talking about peaking, just for people that like are into like pharmacodynamics or pharmacokinetics, so like PK. So just if you were like tracking like blood levels or something,
right?
Plasma levels. So,
but we instinctively use that term. I can visualize my friend Mike Agresto and me sitting at 106th Street Park and him going, "Oh man, I'm starting to peak." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, me too." Because you could feel it, like the acid is really hit you now. Everything changes. Yep. Every reality completely changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool stuff.
Very cool.
Did we leave anything out? Is there anything you wanted to mention that we may have left out?
The only thing is to just, I put up information like this on my Instagram, so at Zone Halo. And I don't charge for anything. There's no thing for me to sell you. I just try and help people. And I love educating. And I like not only doing stuff about, you know, supplements and nutrition and exercise, but also like that whole, and again, this is thanks to those guys, that those biohackers, just that gratitude, mindful meditation, appreciation, like a better mindset, you know, a healthier mind is a better life. And the better you treat people, the better you get treated and the better your life is as a whole. So, I'm really someone that believes deeply in that, you know, the drugs and the supplements and the nutrition, it's all secondary to like where you're putting your mind state. So, I believe deeply in empathy now more than ever with like, you know, the things like, I won't get into too much political stuff, but I think there's people in political office that maybe lack empathy. I think there's people that are terrorists that are just rampant throughout the world.
We should just send a bunch of acid to ISIS and they'll be just standing looking at their hands all day. Wow. Look at my hand. I never noticed that before. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We need more love, less hate. And, I think if, you know, we were out in nature more, that transcendental appreciation, we were listening to each other more instead of trying to talk over each other. And we were helping each other, educating each other, it would be a much better world. And, you know, I know you can appreciate it from, a guy that was, around back in the day that, you know, when drugs were plentiful, that, you know, there was more of a mindset to try and change the world and be a better world. And I think a lot of that's been lost, unfortunately. And it just seems like, you know, for the most part, up until recently, maybe until this biohacking phenomenon, that it's been hippie stuff and it's stuff for druggies and it's dumb. And it's not dumb. And it's certainly something that can change the world, I believe.
I agree with you. And you know what? I'm thinking about this. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking back to the 60s and the 70s and even the early 80s. And, you know, everybody believes that their generation was the best generation and contributed the most. But when you look at things like the civil rights movement during the 60s, I mean, I signed a petition to free Angela Davis. I mean, I know I remember the civil rights movement. I remember the civil rights movement that actually got things done. And you're right. People were much more empathetic back then, much more sympathetic back then. You know, and it wasn't about politics. It wasn't about partisanism. It wasn't about, you know, I'm this and you're that. It was about Dr. Daniel Lieberman has been on my show a couple times. He's authored the book, The Story of the Human Body, from an anthropological standpoint, our journey through evolution. And he said, aside from becoming bipeds, the thing that propelled the human race to the top of the food chain was the level of our willingness to work together towards common causes, to complement each other towards points in our journey. No other species. I mean, ants do it. We see them in a line carrying stuff, but that's it. Humans, we tend to be much more cooperative than any other species on the planet. And he said that is why we are top of the food chain. And it's almost like in the past 30 years or so, we have become so fragmented and so less cooperative. And there is, and you could call it patriotism, you could call it cooperation, I don't care what you call it. But now we are just infighting. We're wasting all this energy that could be used to propel us further, trying to prove that I'm right. No, you're right. I'm right. I'm right. And there's no cooperation anymore at any level in anything in life. And it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's some means of control there. I think that, you know, the more, we're just tuning out to TV and listening to the messages that are fired at our brains, and the less active we are in thinking for ourselves and listening. And then, you know, your point about partisanship, I mean, for sure, like there's dollars to be made in partisanship. Yep. Like they want us to go to extremes. They want us to be irritated, agitated. They create stories where there are none. And it's very frustrating. You know, like you watch the news and it's so hyper polarizing, and it's not the news flatly. It's so editorialized. I have trouble watching the news because I just, it's, you know, whether you're a Fox person or MSNBC, like it's just meant to get you irritated and agitated because you'll watch for hours.
Yes.
You know, you'll feel, emotional about it. And, it's sad that like we can't work together, that we can't see through those things and help one another. And I feel like that phenomenon that's happening right now is pushing us further and further apart.
It is. It's a bigger threat to the safety and sovereignty of our nation than probably anything else right now, right in front of us right now.
That's a profound point, Carl. I agree.
And we should end the show on that. And everybody find a reliable source for your LSD. We're not saying that you should do LSD now. I want to mention something. We are not telling people to do LSD. We're just talking about there is valid science. There are RCTs right now being done with MDMA. There are RCTs being done with low dose LSD right now. So science is picking up on this. All we're doing is saying, hey, in the near future, your doctor's going to be prescribing this for you, most likely. Sean,
hopefully.
Happy birthday Sunday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Carl.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right. See you, man.
All right, that was great. Really, really great. I love having Sean on the show. I really, really do. The guy is brilliant. He's self-effacing. He's just fun. All right, so that's all I've got for today. I am going to say goodbye to all of you, and we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.